Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. June 26, 2023. What is a rose? What is a rose? It is the assembly of Israel, meaning Malkhut, introduction of the book of Zohar, the rose. A rose is an external equivalent to the assembly of souls, and a more internal quality is the connection of all who wish to come together and direct themselves to the Creator. That is why they are called Israel, Israel, meaning straight to the Creator. Thus, they draw closer to each other in order to rise closer to the Creator with their properties of kindness and connection. Knesset is from the word kenuz, assembly. Israel is Yasharakel, meaning those who are directed at the Creator. Malkut is the lowest, but at the same time the most defining part of society. The connection between souls at the lowest level, which can rise to the highest level, is called Malkut. That is, it is our connection based on the most basic, most egoistic desires. From CapTV's introduction of the book of Zohar, June 4, 2023. Blitz of Kabbalah Tips – May 18, 2023. Question: why did the Creator create our world, and why does He need us? Answer: the Creator created our world in order to create man. And He created man in order to give him the opportunity to rise to His level. Question: what does it mean to love yourself? Answer: to love yourself means to constantly think about what you lack in this life. Question: what is sin? Answer: sin is to think about yourself all the time and not about others. Question: why does a person need conscience? Answer: so that with a sense of his conscience, he could direct himself more correctly to the purpose of creation. Question: what is the secret of successful entrepreneurship? You said that before Kabbalah you were in business, and it was very easy for you. Answer: I was guessing what was necessary and did it for a while, although after some time it was all becoming absolutely disgusting to me and I gave up all businesses. I did not tolerate them because I could not work for money, but I could work for some idea. It passes, and you have nothing left. Question: can you name three rules for a good life? Answer: constantly maintain yourself in good physical and moral shape and in good relations with others. From CapTV's Blitz of Kabbalah Tips, May 18, 2023. In search of the meaning of life. Question: do you remember what you were like before you felt a spiritual connection? When you found a teacher, did you also ponder questions about the meaning of life? Answer: I pondered these questions probably from the age of 5 or 6. I was greatly consumed by it. I absolutely did not want to live. I had a clear mindset that if this life had no meaning, then what was the point of being in it? I could not see any purpose unless I received an answer about the meaning of life itself. It was very difficult for me until I found Kabbalah. I was constantly searching. In my younger years, I would distract myself, but it was only an external distraction. I looked at others and tried to emulate them. They see meaning in what they do, so I will be with them. They attended certain gatherings and were passionate about something, and I tried to do the same, but for some reason, it did not captivate me. That was the case throughout my life. I think it is not just me, it happens to many people. Some manage to distract themselves and fill their heads with other things while others cannot. But then they get married, have children, get caught up in work and maintenance, and they no longer have any free time or thoughts about the meaning of life. Comment: but then you eventually met your teacher. My response: I met him because I was searching, I could not calm down in any other way. Question: when you were with your teacher, did you feel that this person has the answers to your questions? Answer: yes, but he could not do anything for me or the other students. Like any Kabbalist, he only provided us with the methodology, and we had to do all the corrections ourselves. Each person had to go through this stage, otherwise, they could not attain the feeling of the upper world. This feeling is created by each person within himself through various contrasting sensations, positive and negative. They must accumulate all these feelings, become aware of them, compare them within themselves, and be ready to taste the upper world. That is when they reveal it. The teacher cannot do this for the student. The creator cannot do it for us. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Lateman outside of Kabbalah, March 6, 2011. How to find a soulmate? Question: how does a person find a soulmate? Answer: it all depends on the person himself and not on who he finds. If you like someone as a person and see that he is serious and responsive, then everything depends on you. Try to treat him as gently as possible, and see if he understands you and if you begin to feel and support each other. The most important thing is mutual support and the need for each other. Question: how can you understand that you are with the right person? Answer: try to be kind, helpful, and supportive. You will see how that person reacts to this and what he does in response. Sincerely and wholeheartedly wants to support and preserve these states or takes it for granted as something that basically does not matter. From Cab TV's Blitz of Kabbalah Tips, May 18, 2023. There is nothing outside of a person. Question: I have to give the world a method of correction, meaning, spread the knowledge that there is an alternative perception of reality. What will it give them? How does the process of their external correction occur? Answer: by correcting others, I correct myself because they are parts of me. I simply perceive them as uncorrected because I am still like that, and so I have to make efforts to correct them outside of myself. But the world is in me, the Creator is in me, and everything is in me. There is nothing outside of me. How can you say that something exists outside of you if you do not perceive it in your senses and do not imagine it inside yourself? You see some kind of holographic picture in which your brain depicts to you as if something exists outside of yourself. Your brain is like a projector that projects everything outside to you, constructs various images within you. Here is the sun, the stars, the clouds, this room. This is what I see through the window. Question: then why do elements like a lowlife exist? I do not like this quality. Answer: this lowlife is in you. Therefore, correct yourself, and there will be no lowlife. It is intentionally given to you so vividly outside of you. When you see it from the outside, you have to realize that it is inside. This way you will treat it with even stronger hatred. Baal-ha-Sulam writes this in the introduction to the Book of Zohar. However, it is useless to talk about it. It comes gradually. Comment: but nonetheless, it is very interesting. My response: there is nothing interesting in this. Kabbalah is not concerned with satisfying curiosity, but with clearly instructing a person who wants to be corrected, and only in the state he is in, so he can do it practically. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. I am surrounded by freaks, May 30th, 2011. The opportunity to create by yourself. Question: the Creator created the creation. How did He plant free will in us? How can it be activated? Answer: on the combination of two opposite qualities. In our world, there is only one quality, egoism. When an altruistic quality begins to develop in a person and it is opposed to the egoistic one in him, then it is between them that the possibility of free will arises. This is a difficult state. It appears when a person is able to rise above his ego with the help of the second quality, but there is no preference for one over the other in anything. This is where the opportunity to create by yourself appears. We cannot imagine how it is possible for some intelligent movements to appear from an absolutely empty place over which two forces rule, but absolutely equally. Where do I choose? Either I am rolling the dice, or I am already predisposed to one thing in advance and not to another. It is unclear what is being done here. But this is absolutely not the case. There is no rolling the dice, there is no chance and there is no decision in advance. We have no way to recreate this structure where two opposing forces collide together and form an empty space in which you are free. Then what do you even have? Let us say this freedom leads you to the right decision. But how if it is already correct and predetermined? That is, our brain does not understand this. Our logic does not work here. But there is no deception either or some kind of game with a person. We will wait. We will get there. We will see. Anyway, no one will be able to describe this condition in advance. It belongs to another degree, to another dimension. Question: so I really have a feeling that this has never existed and only now is my choice? Answer: of course. There are a lot of states that you did not have before, but now you have formed, in general, in spirituality. The Creator created the possibility of such a state, but not the state itself. Question: do you have an example from your personal practice when you had such a choice? Answer: this cannot be explained. This is faith above reason, in general, all sorts of similar phrases that will not give anything. It is an element that forms the steps leading to the goal of creation. A staircase is built from such small blocks, which we climb. Question: how can we not miss this freedom of choice? Answer: there is no way to skip it. Question: so, will the work with free will take place only on a spiritual level? Answer: yes, otherwise no. There is no second force in corporeality, altruistic, which counteracts egoism, between which you find your free will. From CabTVs I got a call. Artificial Intelligence, May 7th, 2011. Michael Leitman, on Quora: what is your view on unemployment due to AI? The more AI will develop, the more people will become jobless. It is indeed a major problem, and it will increasingly show us that we do not know what we should do with ourselves. People will go crazy if they have nothing to occupy themselves with. We will thus need to create fictitious jobs. We have a big planet, so we should start arranging it so that it becomes more and more pleasant to live in, like a big garden. Another area of utmost importance that we will regularly need to engage in is education. The more unemployment will rise, the more we will need to upgrade our learning about the world we live in, to know why we are alive, the meaning of life. We currently neither ask nor answer the question about our life's meaning. Why are we here? We are here in this world so that we rise above our egoistic nature, which pits us up against each other in an ongoing friction and competition. By rising above our egoistic nature and developing new connections of mutual love and care, we will then come to understand who we really are, what life is, and what is life's ultimate meaning and purpose. We will then also discover how to truly live happily and peacefully. I hope I will also help us move toward our finding the meaning of life. Based on the video, will the job market collapse due to AI? - A Kabbalist's response with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Aaron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.